All right, I'm here with Dr. Hank Williams in Laguna Beach, California. Dr. Hank, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Super honored to be here. You know, we were just to get here. Just really serendipitous, right? Just having known Dr. Kate through the Instagram world, and then I said, "Hey, Dr. Kate, I'm going to be in town next week. Can we do a podcast?" She said, "Absolutely. However, you have to talk to my friend, Dr. Hank. He's amazing." And I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it. I don't know anything about Dr. Hank.
Glad she said that.
I want to know more though." And so I'm checking out your website, and your background is chiropractic, but
yes,
you do way more than that.
Yes.
So I want to talk to you about that. But I'm always curious, like, how did you get here? Like, what was the day you realized, like, this is what I want to dedicate my life to?
Well, as a kid, I always either wanted to be a doctor or a dentist, sometimes a chef, but I do love cooking. Thank God, because my girlfriend doesn't.
It'd be very expensive going out here.
Well, my uncle was a Navy SEAL. He was stationed in Coronado, and I wanted to go to college out of high school, but kind of didn't want to start right away either. Didn't feel like I was totally there. It was like, hey, I can join the Navy, see the world, pay for my college education. My parents would have paid.
Mm.
I just didn't feel like I wanted to have that be done. I wanted to kind of do it on my own. And so I joined the Navy, and became a quartermaster, and then the ship needed a search and rescue diver. So I went through the Navy's search and rescue program.
Is that a pretty intense program?
Yeah. I mean, like 19 of 159 people in my class passed. So, and
because I think people always did the, you know, it's very glamorous to be a SEAL.
Yeah.
But then there's other units like the search and rescue.
That yes.
Very high specialized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to still be a SEAL. You know, I went, did all the qualifications, passed it. That time they were kind of downsizing. Mm. In the late 80s, they thought, well, special teams aren't really where the next war is going to be, desert and conventional and tanks and helicopters.
Yeah.
But then the Gulf War. And we realized real fast how important SEALs and recons and Green Berets and that were, because they were like the spearhead that went in, targeted things so the bombs and everything could get accurate strikes, you know, not harm civilians. So they started redoing them, but I didn't get picked to go, and went to the Gulf and was very healthy, you know. And when I ended up staying there for a long time because I was one of the few search and rescue swimmers. I was the only one on my ship. And then we spent a lot of time in oil and smoke and dirty water and, you know, get out covered in oil. And the smoke was constant. You couldn't see the sun for months. And,
really?
So I got back, and all of a sudden I started having blood pressure problems and kidney stones and kidney pain and blood in my urine.
Whoa.
So I went.
And you were young.
I was young.
Yeah.
I was 21, you know.
Wow.
Freshman in college and doing my pre-meds classes at Northwest Nazarene University in Nampa.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you very much.
So shout out to Nampa.
Shout out to Nampa. That's my hometown, by the way, everybody.
So.
Now it's my hometown.
Yeah. So just started having issues, and so went to, you know, medicine first, and had kidney stones and morphine shots. I mean, it's a horrible pain.
Mm.
I don't think I've had anything quite like that except for having a tooth extracted one time.
Oh.
But, and I've been through a lot. I've had a lot. So because of that, I was already in pre-med, going to go to med school.
Just really quick, because I know you're a modest guy, but Dr. Kate, I think she told me, yeah, you should ask him. He's died like twice. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Now, was that during your time overseas, or is this, no, this is later?
So
okay.
I'll get there.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So, yeah, so I started having all these issues with my kidney and pain, and, you know, and they're like, oh, you have an autoimmune disease that's attacking your kidneys. You got 3 to 5 years. You don't necessarily qualify for dialysis or a transplant. Just give yourself 5 years. That's probably what you're going to live.
Wow.
So I was like, well, that kind of sucks. You know,
you're 21.
Yeah, med school's med school is another 4 years after I finished my 3 years in Nampa, because I had already done classes in the Navy and everything. So I finished everything, my bachelor's, was getting ready to go to med school, got in a car wreck. And at the time, we had moved to Utah from Washington. So I went from Idaho back to Utah, applied to the University of Utah, and got in a car wreck. Hmm. And got rear-ended and had all this pain. And I went to a friend of mine's uncle that was a chiropractor that did kinesiology, applied kinesiology. Mm. And I was there for a car wreck, and he's like, oh, you got this kidney problem. And he's like, here, take these herbs, eat this diet. And I started feeling better. And his nephew was getting ready to start chiropractic school in 3 weeks. And so I sent him he's like, you should think about going. So I sent them an application and they took me. And so, boom, packed the truck, was off to Texas to go to Parker.
Wow.
College of Chiropractic. And that just started my health journey and started getting healthy. That 5 years pass. Then I transferred from Parker to LACC here in Whittier, California, which is now Southern California University of Health Sciences. And right before I graduated, I really started having issues again with my kidney. Started bloating up and started doing some things, some different techniques, and started getting better again. So as soon as I graduated, I learned NET, neuroemotional technique. It's a way of working on emotions. Inner chi is another thing. I started getting Neuralink done on me, and Neuralink made a massive difference in my life. And it's a biofeedback developed by a DO out of New Zealand, and it uses tapping on the skull and holding muscles and organ points and reconnecting the brain to the body neurologically. And I started feeling better. And so then I graduated.
And that was, Hank, that was separate from chiropractic school. This is like other modalities that you're learning outside.
After, okay. Because I had them done on me and I had such great results.
Yeah.
So I then decided to start taking those. That put me in a whole different world of chiropractic instead of traditional adjusting. Mm-hmm. So now it's all about muscle testing, and I bought some machines that did biofeedback, like a Zydo and an Asira.
I've never heard of the Asira. Yeah. Sierra was over there kind enough to show me all these cool things. I was like, whoa, I've never, you know, I'm so in this is my world. I'm into this stuff.
Through the body, and then they tell us what's going on, whether you're mineral deficient, what organs aren't functioning. So just think of it this way. Everything gives off a vibratory signature. So your kidneys have a certain vibration around 14,000 hertz. Liver has three different vibrations, gallbladder. And so by running those frequencies, we get what's called resonance. If we have two frequencies that hit each other, we get four times the amplitude. That's resonance. So it works on a physics component. And if it's out of balance, we then can measure, is it acutely stressed or is it chronically stressed? And then that lets us know that organ or system isn't functioning. It can find viruses and bacteria and fungus in the body. So it's a great diagnostic tool. I still run labs and things too on the functional medicine side. But all of this stuff really started helping me. And then I graduated, and then I started a practice in Utah. Then I moved to California. Well, one, not being Mormon, Utah was a little tough then. Now it wouldn't matter. Nothing against them. It's they're in cliques and they go see, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, I wish more communities had.
Yeah. One of my neighbors in Idaho that I met is actually same story. And Idaho actually has a lot of Mormons too.
Right.
And she's like, it's just a little bit less here. It's not as cliquey. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I have no idea. So it's always cool to learn from other people around the world.
I think Idaho has as many as Utah. So
There you go. It's not as cliquey, I guess. Yeah. Apparently, according to her.
So my friends were leaving to Hawaii. So I bought the practice here in Laguna Beach and been here since 04. And in 08, my kidneys started to fail. And they told me it'll probably take 10 years to get a kidney. And I said, no, I'm going to have a kidney in a year. And exactly almost to the day, I got a kidney in a year from my cousin.
Wow.
So quite a process, but went on dialysis for that year. My kidneys had completely shut down. Got that kidney, and I didn't know at the time. I was adopted as a baby, a couple weeks old. And I just found my birth mom in 2008. It was a search that I started in school in a psychology class, but
yeah,
didn't accumulate till 2008. And after the surgery, they were giving me a cocktail of like 50 drugs. Well, one of them was Dilaudid, and we didn't know I was allergic to it. So here I am pumping the Dilaudid. It'd build up in my system and then flatline me.
Oh my
God. So they come in, pump me, bring me back. And we finally figured out they talked to my birth mom and she's like, oh, he's allergic to Dilaudid. So
wow,
pretty much saved life, you know?
Yeah.
It was the worst pain I ever had. You know, it would just build up. I was itchy, felt like my bones were on fire. They didn't know what it was, you know, because I had no known allergies to meds at that point.
Yeah.
So, but I share having scallops and Dilaudid with my birth mom. Can eat shrimp and the rest of it. Just can't. Scallops and Dilaudid.
Okay, good. At least you know that.
So that's the whole, yeah, getting paddled. And that kidney only lasted a few years. So then I went back on dialysis for almost 5 years. And I got a second transplant in 17 from an unknown donor from Idaho, motorcycle accident. Mm. And that kidney's been great. So it's just going through all these things has, one, brought me to different techniques.
Yeah.
So one of the things that happened to me is I had papilledema, which is typically a female disease predominantly. And it's what they call a pseudotumor in the brain. It pushes on the optic nerve, makes you go blind.
Mm.
And because of that, I lost my vision in my right eye. And then I ended up having brain surgery. They pulled the tissue around, let the pressure. And one of my friends, Dr. Cohn, was like, hey, you should go see this guy, Dr. George Gonzalez. He teaches and does this technique called quantum neurology. He's like, if it works on you, tell him I'll take the class, because he's been begging me to come take his classes. So I went to him and I gained like 70% of my eyesight back.
Whoa.
From him doing this quantum neurology on me. So then me and Howie took that. So now quantum neurology and the Neuralink are like two of the biggest things I do, along with some emotional stuff.
Wow.
And I do other things. I have an acupuncture degree too from when I was in Utah. So I still do auriculotherapy. So I don't do needles, but I use a stem device.
Mm.
And then one of the things that I also learned was craniofacial release, which is a ballooning technique where we balloon the nasal passageways, which opens up breathing and airways and increases the airway, but also increases the mouth, the bridge in the mouth. So
yeah,
if you have ridges in your mouth should be an arch. If it ridges down, then you've had some sort of birthing trauma, braces, something. And that can give you sleep apnea, which almost every 80% of diseases are some breathing airway oxygen issue with.
Interesting.
So the ballooning helps us increase that airway function. We also use biological dentists to do certain palate expansions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pretty complete. That's some the major things I do.
Yeah. It was funny because we were joking beforehand, and I said, obviously, like, you're a trained chiropractor, but
yeah,
like, that's probably, like, based on what I see that you do, that's like probably little what you do. And you're like, yeah, pretty much. Like, people don't really come to me for adjustments. They come for me all this other stuff that I'm doing.
Now, we still adjust everybody because neurologically, your brain controls everything and your peripheral nervous system, central nervous system do that. So if you don't have proper posture and curves, you're never going to totally heal right. You can take all the nutrition you want, but the brain doesn't know or the body doesn't know what to do with it, because you're neurologically damaged.
Yeah.
You know, and why does every top sports team have a chiropractor? You know,
yeah.
Tom Brady, all of them, you know, get chiropractic, UFC fighters, you know?
Yep.
So there's a sports advantage, not just a health advantage.
Yeah.
We do it for health here, but you know, it would help. We would have less people sick if everybody just went to a chiropractor.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started, I was always a big believer in chiropractic, and I started bringing my son. He was about 1 year old, and we started bringing him to a chiropractor. And it's just funny, like, now they don't even know what a doctor is. The only doctors they know are chiropractors.
Right.
Like, that's a doctor. We don't go to the doctor's office. They go to the chiropractor.
Exactly.
So
I have a whole practice full of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, first of all, it's really cool to see just, you know, what, you've built. 'Cause it's like this pain to purpose. Like, I always find, like, someone like yourself, like, you had to go through all this stuff. So, like, the first modality was chiropractic for you,
yes.
But then through your other, injuries or traumas, you were like, let me add this modality. And it just made you even a better, you had to go through it, but it made you even a better practitioner.
Yes.
And now you get to give that back to your patients, which I find just really cool.
It's funny you say pain to purpose, because that's Dr. Pompa's saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm very good friends with Dan and Merrily, and a lot of the functional medicine stuff I do is because of Dr. Pompa. His daughter just finished her internship with me last Friday. She graduates this Friday, so congrats, Olivia.
Yeah.
And also Dr. Tatis Karatsian. I learned a lot of functional medicine from taking his classes, and he actually graduated chiropractic school in my class. So I do the full functional medicine side, which is, you know, we run full wellness panels, heavy metal testing. We do Dutch testing, which is like hormone testing. We use Vibrant Wellness to do gut panels.
Yeah.
The other thing that we've really gotten into lately is cavitations, which is people that have had wisdom teeth removals, root canals, bridges. Typically, there's a space left in the bone that bacteria, bugs, and viruses grow.
Mm.
And so we now have a few biological dentists we work with that do these cavitation surgeries. So our primary guy we send people to is Dr. Scott Chandler. And you can't get healthy until you get these fixed, because it's a source. Our whole goal is find the source. Is it heavy metals? Is it chemicals? Is it Lyme's disease or biotoxins like mold?
Yeah.
Is it cavitations? And if you don't fix those things, you can never get your health back. And that's why people present with the same patterns, you know.
People that are coming into your practice, I'm just curious, like, is there, because I'm sure you have so much data and you're so good at probably like reading people and seeing people, but do you see a common theme in a sense of like, man, like heavy toxic metals are a huge problem? I know some of the practitioners I work under and work with, they're seeing like unanimously, right? Like, these are like just
dentistry
unanimously
issues in heavy metals, chemicals, glyphosate. One and two or two and one.
Okay.
You know, it boils down to an inflammatory process due to heavy metals, chemicals, biotoxins, or cavitations. That underlies almost everything.
Yeah.
Yes, you can't discount the emotional side,
mm-hmm.
but even those emotional things can have a physical, or the emotional can make you then become the physical.
Yes.
So you can't discount the emotional side.
Yeah. I just interviewed Dr. Bradley Nelson, the founder of the Emotion Code.
Yes.
And he was talking about trapped emotions and how, like you just said, chronic pain. So it's really fascinating.
Yes.
How that comes up in people's healing journey, right? The emotional side of it, the emotional component.
And you can't discount the gut in that either, because
the
gut plays a huge role with the brain function, neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, GABA. If you don't have the right bugs, you're not producing the right neurotransmitters and hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing if you have a bunch of concussions, head traumas, birthing traumas, emotional things, it then affects the gut. So it's a two-way street. You got to fix both.
Yeah.
Hence, we do the ballooning and cranial sacral, and we work on the gut.
Yeah.
So it's not just one thing. Health to me is a triangle.
Yeah.
And you have structural, you have chemical, nutritional, and then you have emotional, spiritual.
Mm.
And if you don't work on all three sides of the triangle, you're never going to be truly healthy.
Yeah. Well said. I love that. Okay, on that note then, so if someone comes to see you, and I know obviously everybody's different, so this is kind of, I wish I could just think of an example, but with that in mind, the triangle in mind, do you kind of have a path that you in your head, like a almost like a like a path, or like we're gonna start here most likely with chemicals, then we're gonna work to structural, say the ballooning, and then we're gonna end with the emotional, and then
that's I would say 80% when they come in, we run a wellness panel first. It's usually it's a couple thousand labs, but we use a company that gives us a discount, so usually about $218 to $400 for the lab. Gives us a
That's cheap, actually.
Complete picture.
For labs, that's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You're talking about Vibrant Wellness.
We use them too.
Yeah, okay.
But we run this through something called Principal Lab. It's blood work.
Okay.
So we will run hormones, blood work, even though they don't. Thyroid, and that is great to run blood work. It tells us the story. But estrogen, testosterone, and those things, we use a Dutch test. Mm-hmm. We may run blood work to get a baseline up front. But it doesn't tell us how the body's utilizing those hormones. But our wellness panel tells us, are you anemic? Is your spleen? How's your cardiovascular? What's your inflammatory markers? Do you have antibodies in your system for the thyroid, parathyroid? Do you, so our wellness panel kind of looks at that. And then that's our first step. And then the machine will run them on the Osira or Zyto.
Just to kind of compare the two.
Compare the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
We usually match up all the time.
Love that.
Then if it's gut, we'll start with the gut. If it's liver, we'll start with liver. If it's kidneys or diabetes, we'll start with blood sugar protocol. Then we'll always get the liver, the gut. So the whole goal is work on what we call our 5 R's, which is removing the source, fix the cell membrane, restore cellular energy, ATP function. So we use that 5R model, and we target, everybody's an individual. Not everybody gets the same thing, but I will use the same program to do certain things on people. We have a repair and gut program that cleans the gut, cleans the liver, but some people might need something stronger. So we have other protocols. Mm-hmm. Or if they're diabetic, pre-diabetic, we have a certain protocol, but we move them through. And then once we feel they're healthy enough, we'll run a heavy metal test. So we use DMSA, we do a challenge test because hair and blood just doesn't give you an accurate picture. Mm-hmm. So we do a challenge test. We give them DMSA. That pulls it out of the tissues. It's a 6-hour urine test. They send that into doctor's data lab. That then gives us a good idea of how much mercury, lead, and Vibrant Wellness has a version of it too. I just haven't switched over to using them. I'm just comfortable doing the doctor's data.
Yes.
But it gives us a good idea. Oh, you got high lead mercury. Well, that's our next step. Now we're going to work on our true cellular detox and getting that out of the system, which is a source,
mm-hmm.
And then, if they're still having gut issues, we'll run like a Vibrant Wellness and run a stool panel to see how they're breaking down foods, or the gut zoomer. It tells us, are they processing fats properly? How things are digesting? Mm-hmm. Some genetic traits, okay? Then we'll Very work cool. more on the gut. If there's brain stuff, we'll send them, I'll get a CT scan of the head to do the ballooning or an X-ray. Or if we suspect they've had a whole bunch of mercury and amalgams and root canals, we'll send them to get a CT cone beam, which then looks at that whole head, neck, and if the doctor has the right software, they can read the density of that bone and see if there's what we call cavitations in there. So now they got to go work on that. So we'll have the dentist do the surgery, then we'll support nutritionally. Then we'll run maybe a Dutch test, get the hormone profile, start working on that. So I tell people, look, it's 1 to 2 years to get healthy. Then you have to maintain it for 1 year.
Right.
At wherever your goal is, once you maintain it for 1 year, you can start playing with our system as far as, we use a lot of Dr. Pompa's, and our whole thing is diet variation and diet rotation.
Yeah.
There's no perfect diet. It's all about how would you eat if you didn't have a refrigerator? That's what I tell my patients.
Yeah, I love that.
In the summer, you would have more vegetables. You'd eat fruits in the afternoon, less meat. In the fall, you're going to have grains, so you can eat more grains. In the winter, you're going to be in ketosis. You're going to burn all that fat out, clean the system out. In the spring, now you got root vegetables, things like that. You're going to start eating those things that cleanse you, berries, seasonal spices.
I love that.
Speaking of spices, we were going through my shelves the other day. My girlfriend starts reading the ingredients, and I swear, well, they're all organic spices. But the number one or two ingredient in every one of them was sugar. I was like, toss.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like how all these healthy things, but they sneak in the vegetable oils or the sugar somehow.
Oh, yeah, oils. Horrible.
Yeah. So. I'm curious, you know, on your journey now, knowing everything that you know.
Right.
Do you, because you said, you know, your kidneys failed. If you were to go back in time knowing all, do you think you could have saved those kidneys? Or
I think so.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And it would have never even had to have the transplant or anything. You would have just revitalized it based on all your knowledge.
My total belief of health is you can heal from anything.
Yeah. Now,
whether or not that's God's purpose for you is another story.
Yeah.
Pretty Christian, so I believe, you know, God, we have a purpose.
Yeah.
And just feel like sometimes certain things were, I think everybody has something that they're going to go through here. And that's their journey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And most people will get over it and some won't. And that's their journey.
Yep.
But like I said, you incorporate structural, chemical, nutritional, emotional, spiritual, you have a much better chance.
Yeah. You really
and
do.
Then you can inspire other people.
Is there a client or just, I mean, obviously you can't talk about them individually, right, but like, is there just a testimonial or like anybody that if I ask you like that, just sticks out of your mind, you're like, wow, like this person came to me, fibromyalgia or whatever, just like on their deathbed. They're like, you know, Dr. Hank, I'm going to die. Like I feel whatever, like death. And then a year or two later,
I have two of those.
Okay.
One pretty recent. So you're going to interview Dr. Kate.
Yeah.
And so
she's one of them.
No, well, she had a patient. I had a patient that came in, and I was muscle testing her, and I do touch breasts and that, and was like, oh, this breast is weak. Mm-hmm. Kept telling her, there's something wrong with your right breast. You need to go get a thermography. Thermography came back super hot. I says, well, you need to go get a biopsy or a monography. You know, they're gonna probably x-ray. I'm not a fan, but they're going to x-ray it, whatever. It'll see what we're going to see. And I says, I think you need explant. You need to get those implants out.
Oh, she had an implant. Okay.
And it saved her life. I mean, she literally, after the surgery, came back and said gangrene in the implant, spreading into her lymph system, the start of cancer, you know, and we caught it. And that was from muscle testing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, there's something wrong with this breast.
Yeah.
I had another patient and... this one's a little different. She was running, out exercising, very in shape lady. And a group of women bicyclists went by in what we call Peloton. And the girls at the end didn't see her running in the bike path. And they moved back over into the...
oh.
And ran her over from behind going like 25 or 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Five fractures, skull fractures. They had to cement part of her skull. Serious trauma, but the emotional side of it, she wouldn't let her husband touch her. Basically, you know, no intimacy for like a year, was going to all these different doctors. Nobody could help her. And finally she went to three different chiropractors and they're all like, hey, there's this guy in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
He does this ballooning thing. He's, you know, he does see different
stuff. He's cuckoo. Check him out though. He's good.
He's a voodoo dog.
Yeah. He's a voodoo dog.
Which is what my mom calls me. So she comes in and I look at the MRI and the CTs of her head and I'm like, well, we can balloon you. And I got her in a calm state and was able to get the balloons into her sinuses and balloon her, and her whole skull just like, it sounded like a bomb going off as those bones shifted and moved. And
wow.
Finished doing the whole technique on her. She started crying. We just took her out, sat her in one of my other chairs. She stayed for like an hour, hour and a half, and just had a whole emotional letdown.
Yeah.
And this is like a year and a half after the whole accident. And she came back for the next visit in a couple days, and she's like, hey, that's the first time I've had sex with my husband in a year.
Wow.
This is the best I felt. She goes, whatever you did, all that emotion came out. She goes, I don't feel so freaked out about touching my face or having my husband touch my face or even her kids. She just was so, you know, so pretty. It was dramatic.
That's incredible. You
know? So not necessarily life-saving on I got cancer or that, but life-saving on a whole emotional relationship, changed the whole family dynamic.
Yeah.
You know.
I always say it too, like, when your health is taken from you, or we saw in just the pandemic, people in the hospital, right? Like, you'll do anything to just get out of the hospital. You'll do anything. And so, like...
My goal is never go there.
Right. mine too. But, like... this woman was trapped in a prison. Like, you just freed her. Like, it's liberating. So that's really cool.
Yeah. So that was probably, that was very dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask you about the ballooning. So it's interesting though, too, like this ballooning, like I had done my own research because I was having sleep apnea. Where I was having a lot of issues. And I was like, well, what is it? Of course, I kept looking, what's the Western approach? CPAP, or put some kind of surgery and cut out. I don't know.
Adenoids.
I was like, I'm not doing any of that.
Turbinate reductions.
There's got to be something. So I found a doctor in Northern California. That's where I was living at the time, who did it. I ended up not going to see him. I actually went to go see Dr. Dwight Jennings in Alameda, who gave me a jaw. He actually helped move my jaw forward using retainers and stuff. And that actually worked out great. But it always fascinated me because, the sleep apnea, because I think I have like a deviated septum. Right. So it's going to open up the nasal passages. It's going to help the cranial bones. But you, on that example, like, not only are these physical things happening, but you had an emotional output, which I find fascinating. Is that normal too for the ballooning?
That's very normal, especially.
Wow.
You know, I get a lot of women, they don't necessarily, they come in for other things. But then we do the ballooning on them, and they've been abused. They've had boyfriends or husbands that have pounded their heads into the walls or whatever.
Oh.
Every time, it's an emotional breakdown. Like, it's all that trauma stored in there from being abused.
Mm-hmm.
It goes away, you know. And sometimes I got to do some of the other emotional stuff I do to get it to fully relax and let go.
Yeah.
But it is a huge uplifting for them because... You know, there's that security issue, you know, and you get that stuff moving and the emotion just goes. And you got to think about it this way, too. We're not just opening the sinus passageways. There's 8 facial bones, and the biggest bone is the sphenoid, which is your pituitary, hypothalamus, and pineal gland, which is all your hormones in your body. So if it's not rocking back and forth and moving the way it's supposed to, one, you're not getting cerebral spinal fluid up and down the spinal cord, so you're getting nutrition in and out of the brain. Two, that rocking and symmetry when we breathe in and out and the bones flex in and out, that produces the pituitary and hypothalamus to secrete hormones.
Wow.
So if it's all locked up and not moving the way it's supposed, you're not going to get the hormone release you should from the pituitary gland, hypothalamus, and pineal.
Yeah.
So your whole circadian rhythm's off.
Wow.
So it's not just about breathing, which is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Majority of people come for the breathing, but originally it was developed for Down syndrome kids.
Oh.
So they could grow taller, and they did. An average of 8 to 12 inches.
And that was just by manipulating the hormones.
Well, by ballooning them, they're moving the sphenoid, their hormones got manipulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. I just always assumed it was a sleep apnea kind of thing, but... that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for sharing that. I was gonna ask you. Yeah. You know, for the ballooning, if someone, if they come to you just typically for sleep apnea, or even if they're coming for some of this emotional stuff, like typically, like how long? First of all, the procedure. Like how long does that take? Is it pretty quick? It's like pretty quick. And so, then I was going to ask you also, how long do the effects last and how often would they have to come back to get ballooned again?
So typically we do 4 to 8 visits up front. The first 4 visits we do, there's 6 nasal passageways. To get the balloon in, worse than probably, you know, it's just funky sliding it up the passageway.
It just feels kind of uncomfortable.
And if you've got deviations, it's going to hit against those. So you'll get a little pain or pressure just from the the little toothpick type thing I use to get it up in there.
Yeah.
But the actual ballooning is quick, 2 seconds and it's done.
Yeah.
I hate to use the word pain. I call it like diving in a pool and just having all that pressure go up your nose. That's more what it feels like than pain per se.
Right.
You know, so it's quick, but that's only 2% of what we do. Then once I get those open, then it's all the cranial sacral, moving those cranial bones, manually adjusting the cranium, the sacrum, blocking the patient. So it takes about 30 minutes to do each treatment. So it's a little involved. I think people would say when I get in the mouth and dig the muscles out in the mouth, that's the worst. Like, they're like, oh, the ballooning was nothing, man. He gets in your mouth and that's what kills him.
Yeah.
So I start digging out the masseters and pterygoids and fusinators and up into the TMJ and moving the jaw. That's when people are like, oh, wow. So it's not
a lot
just
of tightness, I'm sure,
ballooning.
There too. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. That's great.
Technique.
Yeah.
Which distinguishes us. So like my friend Dr. Adams, a developer, and like I said, we call it cranial facial release. There's a lot of people that do endonasal. They just stick small balloons up, balloon them. They don't necessarily go through and do the whole reset the way we do.
Yeah.
And then I'll use quantum neurology and I'll go through and use laser and vibration and different things to turn all those cranial nerves back on. So people that have like paralysis of the face, strokes, things like that, we can get that facial
like cerebral palsy
function back. Anybody? Cerebral palsy.
Yeah. No problem. Like, come on in.
Yeah. I mean, we help them for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it may not be 100% fixed, but a lot of people we get 100% fixed. And then some people are just
good. If they're 80% better, that's huge.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So Down syndrome's kids, you know, anybody that's had a concussion. Mountain biking, snowboarding, whatever, you name it. That's what it really works on.
Yeah.
Restoring brain function.
That's fascinating. I have 2 boys, 8 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
How soon could they come see you?
Hey, I've ballooned newborns.
Really? Well, why would you do that?
Well, because the birthing in America is not done the right way. And
okay,
they get
correct.
Grabbed and pulled out and now their head, they'll have a deformed skull cap.
Yeah.
You know, one of the parietal bones or squamous side will be pushed in.
Mm-hmm.
Little tiny balloon. We'll do a little manipulation on it, and the bone will pop back out after a visit or two, usually.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fascinating. That's so cool.
Yeah. So it's a little different what we do for that. But, you know, kids, I got a high schooler right now, you know, 30-foot fall, snowboarding, trying some new trick.
Ugh.
2 broken arms. Landed from 30 feet, knocked himself out, they said, for about 5 minutes.
Mm.
So that kind of stuff,
yeah,
it works great.
Okay,
good. In a hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah. That's so fascinating. Wow. I got to come back and see you for the ballooning. That's amazing. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned quantum neurology.
Yes.
Now, I love the woo-woo stuff.
Yes.
You say the word quantum, I'm all over it. I think it's great. I think there's always, I was at the Biohacking Congress event this in Las Vegas recently, and I saw one of my good friends, Ian Mitchell, who has a ozone pill that's it's quantum ozone. There's quantum this, but these guys back it up with the science. But I mean, so yeah, and you're like, how would you describe quantum neurology? You know, for people that don't know, and they're like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Right? Well, so basically, the technique comes from Dr. George Gonzalez. He's the founder, lives here, Southern California. And his wife was actually injured by a medical doctor and was paralyzed. And he developed this technique to restore nerve function. So within chiropractic orthopedics, there's orthopedic tests we do. We'll muscle test. See if there's a weakness, if there's a foot that drops, then we know, oh, that's L5 or that's S1.
Mm.
So what we do is we do traditional orthopedic testing to see what neurological weakness there is. Then on the motor neurons, and then what we do is we use adjustments, vibration, arthrostim, and laser to turn that neurological connection back on. And so what we'll do is have them contract the muscle in the proper position, We'll stimulate that lumbar vertebra or cervical vertebra that goes to the muscle. We'll laser both of them at the same time. And then the brain receives the message and turns that nerve back on, and now they regain control of that muscle.
That's cool.
It can work. Any neurological issue, we can start to, you know, there's been plenty of people that do quantum neurology, get people up out of wheelchairs that have had strokes and different things.
MS. What about MS?
Paralyzed, sure. MS, yeah. You know.
People with drop foot, and that's immediately what I thought of. You know?
Yeah, because we're getting that communication back to the brain, and we're just finding why is it not firing? Because a lot of times you can shut that nerve off, and that muscle will go strong. We can bypass that nerve circuit. So it's not the muscle's weak. It's that neurologically the muscle's not firing properly.
Interesting.
So we want to restore the neurological circuit, you know. And we do certain techniques. One's called ERASE, where my mom's a prime example. Knee surgery. After the knee surgery, we did quantum neurology on her. And I would use the healthy leg and move it through certain ranges of motion while lasering and tapping with the arthrostim. And then I would do it on the injured leg. So now the brain shifts from the good leg to the bad leg. It knows what it's doing. It's already got 30% of that information. If you exercise, it's what we call reciprocal inhibition.
Uh-huh.
You exercise a good side, that information often goes to the bad side.
Wow.
So now then we go to the injured side and we move it through those ranges of motion, lasering, turning on that nerve. And now the brain starts to remember. And within a few visits, she had total normal range of motion. And within a month, she was completely healed when they told her it would take 3 to 4 months for that knee to be back to normal.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So we use, you know, different types of laser frequencies. So I have a hot laser for injuries. I have cold lasers for biomodulation, which means we're going to turn on a system, or a nerve or an organ in the system. And so with quantum neurology, we'll combine the motor neuron, but then we also check sensory. So now maybe cold shuts that down or heat shuts that down. We'll then take a cold pack, put it on the area that shuts that muscle down, go back and laser the brain stem and the neurological area of the spine where that nerve goes to that muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And now the body gets a new sensation for cold, resets so that it no longer affected by heat, cold, or whatever the sensory is. It might be pinpricks. So we'll run a pinprick device up and down that dermatome to turn it back on.
Got it.
Then we can add emotion into it. Is there an emotion associated with this injury? Oh, they fell on their bike and broke their leg. Now every time they get on the bike, they shut down. So we'll put them in those positions, have them think about the emotion, turn the nerve on. And then that goes away.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's actually a very incredible technique. And there's a lot of quantum neurologists around the country. So
yeah, there's a guy I'm thinking of that needs to come see you. So I'm going to recommend that. Yeah. He's a professional bicyclist that had an injury. So I'm going to.
Is a mountain biker, right?
Yes.
The vaccine guy? Lives in Idaho with his girlfriend. Is that who you're talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But he's actually, I think he's in Tahoe.
Oh, okay.
In that area. So he can ride his little bike there.
Yeah.
It's not too far of a drive.
Yeah. No.
He likes to do that. I wanted to ask you just briefly about Neuralink too, because you mentioned that as well. And
yes.
Kind of like how do you incorporate, I never heard of Neuralink, so I'm just curious.
There's not a lot of us that do it. I've been doing it 20 years, so.
But when I thought of Neuralink, I thought of Elon Musk. I'm like, what is this thing that he does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Neuralink, again, like I said, was developed by Dr. Phillips out of New Zealand, and it's basically what we call neural integration system, neurological integration system. So it's a system where we ask the brain through biofeedback, muscle testing, if it recognizes certain organs or systems and how they're functioning, and basically we use acupuncture points, reflex points, muscle points, and we're neurologically asking the brain, does it recognize what this is supposed to do? And if it doesn't, we go and reset it, and we use a form of tapping and on what we call the post-central gyrus, which is our sensory information system into the brain, and it automatically sends it. Does it need to go to the amygdala? Does it need to go to the occipital area? Does it need to go to the cerebellum? You know, prefrontal motor cortex. So we use different hold points on the skull and the body to reset that, and then tell the brain you need to recognize this. Then once it recognizes it, it makes a correction within seconds. It might take days for it to heal, but the correction's in seconds because the brain is that fast. And so it's we can treat viruses and bacteria and all kinds of stuff with it. So we have protocols for the, you know, nasty 2 years.
Yeah. We won't say that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had great results with it. I never got sick. It's funny because my girlfriend.
I didn't either. High five.
Yeah. Yeah. I even ran a new test that they just came out with that looks at antibodies, but not just antibodies. Did you ever even have it?
Yeah.
And T cell detect is what the test is.
Okay.
And my girlfriend showed positive for antibodies and having it. Me, nothing. And, you know, sleep next door, I never got it. So
yeah.
She was only sick for a day, you know, had a fever, boom, gone.
Yeah.
So, it may have been a little off because I do have kind of a hyper immune system still.
Mm-hmm.
So my immune system's pretty hyper. So if I do get things, I get over them pretty quick.
Mm.
But Neuralink has been great. A lot of my patients, they come in, boom, give them some herbs, maybe a day or two, and they're back to health.
Wow.
You know, I've had a few get sick, but we hyperbaric and, you know, the parasite drug.
Yeah.
Fixed them.
Yeah.
So, but I love Neuralink. There's a lot of things that we can do with it.
That's awesome.
So.
I wanted to ask you, just because I was, when I got here, you were busy with some clients and stuff. Uh-huh. And so I was, of course, in your lab, as I could call it, the biohacking little lab that you have.
Yes.
You have a lot of cool tech. You got a hyperbaric chamber. You got a pulse PMF. You got an N3 nano-V.
Yes.
You've got a lymph.
Avicen.
What's that?
Avicen.
The Avicen. Yeah. You got the lymph drainage. You got a lot of.
Espresso.
Yeah.
The red light bed. The light bed.
Yeah.
Light stem light bed.
And Sierra, you know, was working on my she was doing the light therapy.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of cool stuff, which Thank I just you. Think is so neat.
I buy it all for me first.
I try to tell my wife that. I try to tell her that. Is there any obviously all the tech is great and it's all used for different stuff. But is there anything that like you like the most or that you just like to you see that maybe clients are using the most because it's just, you know.
Me personally, I love the pulse, man.
Like, yeah.
The pulse and the red light bed, probably the two things I use the most.
Tell me why.
One, the pulse is easy. I can just sit on it, chill out.
Yeah.
You know, read a, well, not, I have a Kindle I can turn off and so it doesn't wipe the memory, but can't bring a cell phone near it because it's wiped a few out. But it just, man, you just, the microcirculation, the cellular respiration you get with it, it helps you dump toxins. Mm. Now I have my own little protocol I do with it too. So I do the ENG3. So I get the Nano V, the part four water.
Yes.
I breathe that. I do the Avicen. I do a foot bath at the same time. So when I get off of there, I feel really good.
Yeah. That Avicen, I never seen that either. That's like a thing that like puts you in hyperthermia, so it heats up your body to kill viruses. But you're just putting a hand
in it. But not just, because it's not full body hyperthermia. It's tricking your body into thinking you have hyperthermia.
Ah.
So you put your hand in there, it heats it up about 2 degrees. And what that does, it says, you're having heat stroke. So the body goes to cool itself, and you get a growth hormone release to compensate, right? You get heat stroke, you always get growth hormone, protect the organs. The microcirculation, it increases capillary flow. So now
this is systemic to the body. It's not just a hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Because once it heats the blood up in the hand to that temp, it slowly starts letting it out to circulate through the body till the whole body, 30 minutes, that blood's, all your blood in your body is that warmer temp.
Yeah.
So combining it with the pulse, now you have that microcirculation, capillary expansion. It's getting into the joints, you know, which are very hard, you know, your hardest places to get blood flow into.
Yeah.
Thinning the blood out. And you just feel good from it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was just relaxing there for 20 minutes. I didn't want to get off to do the interview. I was like, I can stay here all day. I wasn't doing the, what's it called? The Avicera?
Avicen.
Yeah. Avicen. Yeah. I wasn't doing that. I was just doing the pulse, but it felt great.
And then you breathe that nano-4 water in and, you know, you get that DNA core healing from that.
Yeah. What have you noticed from that? I've always, that's been on my list of hacks, biohacks to get, but I haven't pulled the trigger.
You know, I think you have to do it more than once. That's why I combine it because by itself, it's
subtle.
The research is, it's subtle, but man, the research is pretty convincing.
It is convincing.
Because one, you're getting a molecule that basically instead of, through the normal Krebs cycle, you get, when you generate ATP, you get a free radical and you get a antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ENG3 gives you another antioxidant. It's a signaling molecule.
Yeah.
So you're now outproducing those free radicals so that you get them out of the system. Plus you're getting that water to cross the cellular membrane into the cell
mm-hmm.
so that you get ATP production easier, you know? So when you combine them, that's when you get up. If you just do the pulse, you feel really good. But when you do the three of them, it's almost like you get stoned on it, you know, because that's just.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that circulation of the blood, your brain gets lit up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the light stim bed. I love the light stim bed. You get that. That is just, it's got a lot of different frequencies from 635 to 800s and the 900s, it's 20,000 LED lights, and you get massive nitric oxide. So, you know, if you go to the gym, you get that pump. So when you get off that bed, you now have like massive dose of nitric oxide in the system.
Yeah.
Naturally produced, you know, and you just feel great because everything's vasodilated, helps your heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, clears congestion. And it burns fat.
Yeah.
You know, because it is in those frequency ranges. Your whole body heats up, so you get a nice warm core temperature. Your muscles loosen up. It's anti-aging, helps repair DNA damage.
Yeah.
And so I really love getting on that too. My girlfriend loves the, she'll get up in the morning. I'll go back to sleep for an hour and she'll go get on the light stim bed.
Yeah.
You know, that's her favorite thing.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
I she's an early wake. I'm just not morning. She gets up because I go back to sleep.
Yeah, nice.
So, you know,
people forget that I have a transplant and I do have to take a few meds because of it.
Yeah,
my morning meds tend to make me a little tired, but most people look at me, they probably wouldn't know that I've had, you know,
yeah,
you know, until you look at my arm, but you
yeah,
know. So.
I could talk to you forever. I wanted to jump into some lightning round questions, okay. But before I do, is there anything I didn't ask you that you wish I had?
No, that's, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious if the old you could see the new you, what would the new you say?
Well, it would definitely have been pay better attention to your diet. You know, nice. I grew up healthy.
Yeah.
But had a lot of allergies as a kid. Didn't grow up on a farm. We had wheat, dairy. Didn't know I was allergic to it. If I could have eliminated those as a kid, probably would have eliminated a lot of my autoimmune or hyperimmune system, you know?
Yeah.
So that would have been the biggest thing, is it would have eliminated all those allergy shots I got for years, and Zyrtec and all that crap I... You know, but knowing what you know now is hindsight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are some choices that you think you made that made you who you are today?
Well, I would say again, you know, my mom and dad did a great job raising me. Grew up on a farm. Everybody had to work. Everybody had chores. Kids don't have chores today. I had to work, you know, yeah. I get up in the morning, put firewood on the porch, ride a three-wheeler down the hill a couple miles, catch the school bus, stay after school for basketball practice, come back, ride a three-wheeler or snowmobile back home, or horses.
Yeah.
And then still had to feed the cats, dogs, bring firewood to the porch, chores, you know, groom the horses, go out with my dad, do cattle stuff, you know, so a lot of work, but also I had my free time to play in that, but there was a lot of chores, which, and it instilled getting those things done.
Yeah.
So I would say that that's a big thing.
Yeah. Your work ethic. It's just like, yeah, I get that from you. Like you just, you outwork people.
Yep.
Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you. That's a beautiful story. I'm curious, like you're doing so much, like you are such a force in this health and wellness world that, you know, a lot of us are part of. Like who inspires you, or who is there anybody that you follow or that inspires you?
Yeah, I have quite a few people. Yeah. I would say I've had a lot of people help me through my lifetime. I'm very grateful to all the chiropractors and people that have helped me. You know, I've had a lot of chiropractors like Dr. Lou Wilwright, whose brother and him owned Systemic Formulas and was around that and was allowed to be a part of that and a rep. And through that, I met Dr. Pompa, who's been a big inspiration to me. Dr. George Gonzalez, QN, Dr. Phillips, Dr. Roberts, you know, he got me into doing the energy and emotional work and stuff like that. So there's quite a few people, my friend Dr. Adam for teaching me the ballooning.
Yeah.
You know, so those are people I look up and follow. I like, you know, I'm good friends with Billy DeMoss, as controversial as he is. I love Billy.
Yeah.
You know, I like people that just stand up and be who they are and don't give a rat's ass what society is going to say. They know they're doing the right thing, whether it's culturally accepted or not.
Yeah.
You know, I think you have to stand for your beliefs and values. And my friend, Dr. Howard Cohn, tremendous respect because, you know, the last 2 years through this COVID, I've seen him go from being a very well-respected doctor to being more a leader that, you know, you're playing with fire with all this stuff. And
we need to
start electing better people. We need to get rid of these vaccine laws that damage kids. We got to stand up, and I hate to be political, but who we vote in office affects our ability to do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to elect people who allow medical freedom. You know, you say what you want to say about Trump, but one thing he did was medical freedom. He allowed people and the veterans to go get experimental therapies and made veterans pay for it. You know, helped a lot of PTSD people by trying things that they normally wouldn't have been able to try.
Yeah.
So I respect people that want to increase our medical freedom. This whole pharmaceutical takeover of everything and everybody needs to be on a drug. They don't give a shit about your diet and all that. They're wrong. They're going to be judged on the wrong side of history.
Yeah.
You know.
100%.
So I follow people that stand against that establishment. Now, drugs have saved my life. I wouldn't be here without rejection meds and a transplant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place and a purpose for pain pills, everything.
Yeah.
You know, don't be stubborn. If you get smashed by a bus, take some. You know, but there's the other side. Chronic illness issues. Find a good chiropractor that does functional medicine, naturopath, acupuncturist.
Yep.
You know, stay away from the medicine on that side. Do they have great diagnostic? Yeah. I'm always a fan of diagnostics. I rather know what's going on. Doesn't mean it's going to change how I'm going to treat somebody.
Yeah.
But I rather put a name to something, you know? So that's what I look for.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
I'm a big reader. Are there like a top like 1 to 3 books that just jump at you that had a huge impact on your life that you, you just would say, hey, you should probably go read these too.
Yeah. Yes. I think everybody then should read How to Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I put Tony Robbins' books in there.
Awaken the Giant was huge.
Awaken the Giant.
When I was 18 years old, I didn't know what I was going to do.
And I would put that up there. I think that should be all read in high school.
Yeah.
Lately... Just, I mean, Bible, I do read the Bible, so big influence. I was just reading, I read so many books. I read like 5-6 books a month.
Yeah.
My Kindle's got thousands of books on it. Now, I typically read 2 business books, two fiction books, and maybe something, whatever in between.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of my goal every month. But those books, I always say those are good books to start with. You know.
Love that.
So.
I usually always like to ask, like, are there...
I was going to say Ayn Rand, too. Atlas Shrugged.
I could never get... That book was tough for me to read, but I would be interested if I tried to read it again.
You know, from a capitalistic standpoint, I love that book. I don't necessarily agree with her religious or atheist views or whatever, but as far as... Man, she was ahead of her time because what she said was going to happen is happening now.
Yeah.
You know, the fall of capitalism, the socialism, the communism.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I have respect for that.
Yeah. It's amazing some of these thinkers, right? And the things they were writing about back then, it was like,
yeah.
And then we see it happening now. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Any rituals or practices or hacks that you like to do on a regular basis? Like, clearly you have the access to it all, but yeah, is there anything that you kind of do on a regular basis that you like?
Well, I do try to get adjusted every week. You know, I did have an intern, so I was getting adjusted every day, which helped a lot. I like my quiet time to read a book. That's important. I read every day, at least 30 minutes an hour every day. My biggest thing, my life. So most people like to meditate. I'm not a fan. It's not my thing. I can't relax that way. To be honest, going 80 miles an hour on my dirt bike is relaxing. Riding my mountain bike down a hill.
Yeah.
Going paddle surfing. Something that gives me a massive endorphin rush. You know, going out snowmobiling, snowboarding. Action sports relax me. My brain can...
That flow state.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that total flow state. Your brain just wanders off. You get down and go, man, did I just do that? You know, because your brain just goes off into la-la land. And,
yeah.
You know, I can go out with my friends. They're better dirt bike riders than me, for sure. But they all former racers. But we'll get somewhere, and I'm like, man, we just rode for an hour, and I don't remember any of it. Like... You know, was I conscious while I just did that? You know,
yeah.
But
yeah.
All my problems go away.
Yeah.
You know, biggest thing for me is mountain bike. I mountain bike a lot. That just clears the brain. That's my hack.
I love that.
Yeah.
Dr. Hank, last but not least,
yep.
Where can people find you and learn more about you and your practice and what you do?
So I'm located in Laguna Beach. They can either Google North Laguna Wellness Center or Williams Wellness Center. I'm in the middle of changing the name because I have future plans of opening more biohacking stores. So
yeah.
I want it just to be associated more with my name. So WilliamsWellnessCenter.com. And awesome. Yeah, here in Laguna Beach. And our office phone is 949-376-7895.
Amazing. Thank you so much
for
being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Awesome stuff, man.